women's shiur in Chavos Halvava, Shar HaBitochon, Wednesday afternoon, Tesvov Teves, December 18th, Wednesday, Shar HaBitochon. Okay, we'll start early because we won't start with where we're up to. Back up a little. And not inside. He's going through the seven areas. Peridalet is the application of the Bitachon Mida that hopefully we developed in Paragimel. But that's by thinking about things. He didn't talk in Paragimel about putting it into practice. We didn't really start yet. Paragimel was the things you have to believe and be convinced of and internalize to have Bitachon. That's Paragimel. Paradalet is the application of Bitachon. How to apply it. Because Paragimel is like the intellectual knowledge and being cone of the media theoretically, conceptually. Paragimel is what to do in life situations. So he has a list of different life situations. And we're up to the very first one. The very first one is a person not in a relationship with others, not, because we'll be talking about employers and employees and family and friends and things happening between them. Now, the person, Shel Atzmo, in the essentials of life. Not luxuries, not mosros, not things that he would like to have, but his essential life, which includes life, and it includes a dira, and it includes clothing, and it includes air conditioning and bechemesh, it includes all the things that you need. So he makes the following, we're in the middle of learning. Almost counterintuitively, but then when you think about it, you realize, no, it's not at all counterintuitive. Remember the definition of bitachon in Perek Aleph, not technically not the definition. The definition we're defining it as relying on Hashem. But the definition he gave in Perek Aleph was you're not stressed, you're not calm. If you're calm, you're not stressed, you're not anxious, you're not worried, you're not nervous. It's a five-line definition in Perek Aleph. And that's, when you say I'm relying on someone, that doesn't say much. The point is not to rely on Hashem. The point is or any bitachon. He's really defining bitachon without bringing Hashem into the picture in Perek Aleph. When we talk about relying on someone and the midah of bitachon, we're talking about relying on someone to the degree that I am not worried about it. I outsourced it, someone else is taking care of it, and I'm not worried. I gave it over to someone else to take care of it. I trust that person. So if you remember that definition, this becomes more understandable what he says in number one, and that is this bitachon is the easiest to have, so to speak. Meaning my life, I'm not worried. Don't worry if you're going to starve to death or not. That's like the easiest not to worry about it. Don't worry if you're going to have shelter from the elements. If it's, you know, like really bad, don't worry. Don't worry. You have bitachon. Because Hashem's giving you life. And Hashem giving you life, He's giving you all the things you need for life. So as long as you're alive and Hashem wants you alive, so that's going to include all the things necessary. So the point being, because indeed, you know, it's the easiest, maybe we'll call it, to not be worried. Don't worry. Don't worry about your life. You're alive. Hashem wants you alive, obviously. So don't worry that He's going to provide all the things that are needed for life. Then, you know, and he believes that so strongly. Right, he believes that so strongly that he then is worried. Maybe he shouldn't be worried. He's worried that we're going to take it the wrong way. I'm going to sit back and not put bars on our windows, and not put on a seatbelt when you get into a car, and not look prayers before you back out of the driveway. And
without food and shelter. What about those people on the street?
They're alive. He meant whatever's necessary for life. I mean, there are people that starve to death. He's talking to you, to me. The people who are alive, so, and I'm speaking out, it doesn't just mean life, it means all the other things too that are necessary for life. Once you move into standard of living, that's going to be number two already. Number one is life. So he says he makes a list of seven things. So that's, again, bitachon is like the most poshish here. Again, it's easier to understand what he means when you remember his definition of bitachon. I'm calm. It makes more sense to be nervous about if you're going to be able to afford a summer vacation than to worry about if you're going to have enough money to live on. Having said that, he then switches course and he spends and he has an arichos, and that's what we're in the middle of, the arichos of that. But don't think that means you can sit back and Hashem is going to keep you alive, so you don't have to worry about smoke alarms, and you don't have to worry about seatbelts, and you don't have to worry about looking both ways before you cross the street, and you don't have to worry about going into a dangerous situation. He says, no, of course you have to. And he explains, because this is what Hashem expects of us. And he says it emphatically the other way. You have more of an achrayus, your hishtadlus, as Chazal loves this picture, is that hishtadlus, what we call hishtadlus, is obligatory. It's not optional, it's obligatory. And you're doing an aveira if you don't do hishtadlus. The trick, of course, of life is how much is hishtadlus and how much is lack of bitachon. But that now, it's not the topic of discussion now. But in this area, hishtadlus is even more obligatory. He says, because you're committing suicide. If you don't take care of yourself, if you don't take care of your health, if you don't do the hishtadlus through which Hashem is channeling you life, then you're posheya, terrible. And he says an amazing, but a very interesting chiddush, that the avera of murder is worse the closer you are to the person. It's like a beginto. That's what he says. It's a chiddush, because you say, what's the difference? Lo sirtzach, lo sirtzach. That's what he says. And it says, therefore, the sin of suicide is the worst sin of all. It's the most ritzicha, because you're closest to yourself. You have more of an obligation, so to speak, to see to it that you do the things that make... And he says that this is called suicide. This is like committing suicide. Because he says, one of two things are going to happen. You cross the street without looking both ways, if you don't put bars in the window, if you're not careful with the Hanukkah menorah, where the fire is, so one of two things. Either chas v'shalom, and you have no one but yourself to blame, because not only were you not careful, and in the normal course of events, what happened, happened, but so like you sort of deserve it as a punishment for violating the will of Hashem, or you'll be saved, and your schuyos, you'll get a big deduction from your schuyos. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was afraid of when he said, Katonti mikol hachasodim mikol ha'emes. And the Gemara really says, a person should not pass by a wall that's shaky, that's not firm, and say, the Gemara's lashon is, and say, Yasali Nes, the Shema Olsen no Nes. He has to be worried that he'll come out unscathed. And Menachem Mishuyosov, right? There's a debit in the account of his chusin. So that's Chavis Halavis's first point. We're in the middle of with Perek Dalet, and he's talking about even Shmuel Hanavi. Okay, we'll start from we're really in the middle of a paragraph. Uchamoshe Amarnu, we'll start from there. Uchamoshe Amarnu b'chayim uchamoves came nomar in all the essentials of life, meaning taking care of your health. B'chiyuv tviya sibos habrius, health. B'hamozon, earning money with which to buy what you need. V'hamalbush, clothing, v'hadira, v'hamidos, tovos. That's an interesting, throws it in. You have to be socially, you have to fit in with society, you have to learn social skills. But again, what kind of social skills? The social skills that allow you to interact with people. To say hello, look them in the eye. Doesn't necessarily mean, I just see in an article, the latest social skill is to text on your phone and still maintain eye contact with the person you're talking to. He doesn't mean such a social skill. He means the social skill of making eye contact when you talk to people. When the people file by Friday night, they say good Shabbos, so most people look me in the face and eye, but the kids very rarely do. So you say they're shy, they're embarrassed, but you really should teach your children to give a shalom aleichem, maybe a firm handshake, and to look the person in the eye. And that's a social skill. To give a person space. Some people don't understand people need space. They crowd up against you when they talk to you. I assume that's what he means by midos tovos. Normal life skills. Life skills. Maybe even means meeting, knowing math. Chazal shalom. When you get change, you have to be able to know that gave you too much change by mistake and give it back. Ulahachik shekinegdon, and to stay away from things that are, misnageid to these basic elements of life. In bir emunoso, even though you have emunah and Hashem wants you alive, and you just said that's the biggest no-brainer of bitachon of all, is that Hashem's going to provide me with the wherewithal to be alive. In bir emunoso ki hasibos ein mawilos also b'zekolom. This is the real juggling act of bitachon on any level, is to do what you have to do and know that it's not really what's doing it. It's necessary, and it's the will of Hashem. It's not like, so I can do without it. You have to do it. And it's so hard to feel like you have to do it and to maintain your bitachon, that it's all coming from Hashem, and there's no kol chivotzim yodi involved, and it's Hashem's will that rules, except He wants you. And the best words I find is, for myself, I have to create the channels through which Hashem's shefa travels, to which it gets channeled to me. In bira munosu ki asibo seimuelos also bezek klum, not even 1%. Elabuk zeos haboreus barach. Kasha yeshu bal hadoma, just like everyone's intuitively understands that a bal hadoma farmer has to plow, lachrosh also, ulunakosum and akotsum. Yeah, hello. I can't talk to you. I'm in the middle of a shiur, and I can talk to you only after 2 p.m., unless something is very pressing for now. After 2 p.m. Kasha yeshu bal hadoma lachrosh also, ulunakosum and akotsum. Zora, you have to plant the seed. Nothing's going to grow if you don't put seeds on the ground. I guarantee you. Ula hashkosa in lo yizdam dum noa mayim. Like a shaman, the iftach alabori is barach, but you have to, the farmer is emunas. At the same time that the farmer is doing all that work that a farmer does, he has to have emunas, because he knows, and there it's like, it's easier to do it than if you go to work and get a paycheck from your boss. Because the farmer knows that it could be a drought. The farmer knows arbe could come, and everything, a wind could come, it could snow, it could hail. Very easy for crops. Right? You read that book, that big book by that lady that writes historical novels. Full Harvest, something like that. Nobody read it? It was in Hamburg. It was in Spahn or somewhere. Then she made the book out of it about life in the 1800s. It was. And you write a farmer in South Dakota somewhere. You're all illiterate. Come on. Very good book. Schwartz, I think her name is. Something like that. Anyway, so she writes about Amuna. She's writing because her husband was grappling with his Amuna. And they're working and working and working, and then it doesn't rain. Or it rains too much and it floods. And you really get a feeling of how much Amuna a farmer has to have. father, like, he works so hard. And that's emunas, drawing. It's, in a way, like it's harder and it's easier for the father, because he knows he's dependent on the elements, and, you know, it's Hashem. You know, when you go to work and you get a weak connection from your boss, it's a little harder to feel that, you know, I have that paycheck by the grace of God. You know, to say, okay, I can be fired, and the business will close off. Like, you have to work on realizing that it's all Shefa Hashem. La'afroso u'l'shomer menapagom v'tarvet t'ruoso v'yivorech osei ha'borei, and Hashem will bless you if you do what you have to do and maintain the right attitude. Vein roilo would be totally inappropriate la'niach ha'adomo to leave over the land v'bli avodo u'zriya v'bitchono al gzeiros ha'borei, which sounds very frum. I had to be frum in those five words, v'bitchono al gzeiros ha'borei, four words. And like you laugh when you read the words, but that's his point. At the same time that this is the most appropriate or easiest bitachon to have, that Hashem is going to give you what you need to live, because he's giving life and all these things are included in life. Again, it's easier to understand when you remember that the definition is I'm going to be worried least. I'll be worried about, like I said, I'll be worried about my summer vacation. You shouldn't be worried, but that you can understand, or it's more of an isayon, or it's harder not to be worried about the things you don't need for life. To be worried about the other six things on the list. Number one, he says, come on, Hashem is providing you, and Hashem is giving you. What are you worried about? He's going to give you everything you need to live. It's still only bitachon, meaning we always have to remind ourselves that there are no guarantees. There are people that starve to death. There are people that die of, you know, they're left out in the cold and the homeless. It happens. That's a gzeira from Hashem. That's part of developing the seven things of Perek Beis. The seven things of the first of the list of five things in Perek Gimel, that Hashem is always a nativ, and Hashem knows what's good for every individual, and whatever happens is from Hashem, and nothing happens if it's not the will of Hashem, and Hashem is always a nativ. You have to always chazer over those thoughts, or you can't have bitachon. You can't have bitachon if you're not convinced that Hashem is a nativ. Can't. Because you can have bitachon, you can have, say the word, I'm relying on Hashem. But you're not going to have the bitachon of Perek Aleph. You're not going to have the bitachon which says, I am totally calm. Totally calm, because Hashem's going to do. Now, again, bitachon is not defined as komai da'ovid rachmono l'tavov. That's not the definition. It's necessary to believe that Hashem is omeitiv. It's one of the seven things that allow you to have bitachon, the six other things. I have to believe that the object of my bitachon loves me and cares about me, is not too busy with other things, and always pays attention to my needs, knows what's good for me, is capable, nothing can stop him from doing what he wants to do, that's four. Has a track record, that was five. There is nothing else in the world that can help or that can harm or help me. I'm totally reliant on Hashem. And number seven, Hashem will do for me even if I don't deserve it. Then you could have bitachon. But in life, it's easier. It's easier. Hashem's giving me life, so he'll give me what I need for life. V'chein balei ha'melocha v'aschor v'aschirus mitzuvin are obligated lachzor al ha'teref. You have to go to work. You have to earn money. The food is not going to fly from the supermarket shelf onto your table. Just like he said the Marshal in Perek Gimel, you could put the food in your mouth, but you have to chew it. You have to swallow it, and you can't say, I have bitachon, it's going to give me nutrition. You have to, you know, it's on the table, you're staring at it. It's not going to give you nutrition unless you pick it up, put it in your mouth, and chew it, and swallow it. Same thing, that's a shtapus. Ki ha'teref biyado urashuso, v'shehu orevo la'odam, Mitzuvin lachzor al ha'teref bo'ayam im ha'bitachon be'elokim ki ha'teref biyado reshuso, because the it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umashlimu v'shehu orev bo la'adam, Hashem wants a person to have parnasa. Umashlimu lo beizu siba sheyirtzeh. How do you pick a parnasa? We had at the end of Perek Gimel the beautiful principles that the Chavis HaLodah said. That's how you pick what you want the channel to be, what you'd like the channel to be. V'al yachshol, and at the same time that you're doing all of this, don't think ki hasiba to ileu o tazikehu mu'uma. Don't think for a second that this is what's giving you parnasa, or this is why you're not having parnasa. Maybe if you're not having parnasa, you have to check that it's within the bounds of hishtadlus. Of course, maybe it's not. What?
What is tariff?
Tariff is sustenance. It's a colloquial phrase. It's used in Tanakh. Tariff nos on the ireyav. It means mazonos, sustenance. It actually comes from an animal. It comes from an animal, chaya, that tears up, that is a torek, another animal for its food. But that's what has become a noun, and it's used in Tanakh as that. Like tariff nos on the ireyav. V'im yavol o tirfo al ponim me'ofani hasibos asher esasik b'en, and if indeed you've created good channels, and not good channels because it's more likely, but the proper channels, proper ishtadlus, ro'i lo, you have to be careful, shelo yiftach al hasibah ahi, don't end up relying on that siba, and being worried if customers are going to come, and being worried if you advertise enough. You do have to make sure you advertise enough to meet a certain standard of ishtadlus. So it's not possible to start detailing what that is. You have to check what's normal, what people do, and what's considered normal by the mumchim in the field. The yismach ba, and then you have to be cheerful. The Yosef Lahachzik Ba, and you're doing with your work, he's talking about, with what's earning your money. Biyata Libo Eileha, Kiyechlash Bitchono Belokot. Oh, don't do that. Don't. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Roy Lo Shalo Yiftach Alasibo Ahiv, Yisbach Ba, and my work, I love it because it's bringing me in Parnasa. Kiyechlash Bitchono Belokot, if you think that way, see, this is the practicality of Bitachon. Don't fall in love with your work as what's giving you parnosa. That's not what's giving you parnosa. It's going to weaken your bitachon b'Hashem. Ach ein ro'i lo lachshov ki toilenu yoser mima shekodam b'das ha'bori. Don't think that what you've chosen is going to help you any, not a whit more, W-H-I-T, than whatever the Gzeiros Hashem was, how much money you should earn. Al yismach b'hidovko bo, don't again fall in love with what you're doing in the sense that it's such a good parnasa, I'm so happy I picked this. Anything you would have picked would have brought you the same money if it's within the realm of ishtadlus. That doesn't mean you should do anything in the world. That's what the Chavis HaLodah taught us at the end of Perek Gimel. He said, do what you enjoy doing, do what you feel you cut out to do, and make a positive contribution to the world. That was his criteria for picking what to do. Ach yoda ambore, and thank Hashem. Now this way you'll be able to thank Hashem properly, because if you think I'm so smart and I'm such a good salesman or saleswoman, or I'm such a good accountant, or I'm such a good financial wizard, or I'm such a good anything, and you pat yourself on the back, so that weakens your bitachon. Ach yoda ambore, always remember to thank Hashem. Asher hitrifo, who allowed him to have parnasa, achar yigiyoso, below some amolo the tircho lorik. As we say, he didn't make me toil for nothing. I indeed created the channel through which Hashem sent me parnasa. Thank you, Hashem, that I didn't waste my time. I did it. I worked hard. I kept up with the latest advances in the field, which you really have to do, especially nowadays. It's more important that you do so because all the information is accessible to everybody else, so you have to stay on top, just to stay on this. You have to keep running, like Alice in Wonderland. You have to keep running to stay in the same place. But you thank Hashem that it was fruitful, that your work was fruitful. Just like the farmer thanks Hashem that the seeds grew. So we thank Hashem when we don't work in the fields anymore. We work. We earn money. So we thank Hashem that our efforts are fruitful. Kamo shekosev yigia kapecha kisovloch kitochel ashrecha betovloch. That's lucky. Ashrecha betovloch. In other words, it gets even more subtle. It gets even harder. Hashem, it's not like conceptually, it's I'm doing this, and Hashem's sending me money, and He's using the channel I created. But the Chazal really says it's more, and therefore B'tochen becomes even harder. It's more. Hashem is making my work fruitful. It is coming from my work. It's not like sometimes we are with Zolche, like you do Hishtadlus and you get a Yerusha. Right? So you see Hashem. But when it's channeled through the channel you created, he's saying it's a bracha. To thank Hashem for that, because like Pisolman Ram says, we don't want to build buildings and have them fall down. We don't want to toil for nothing. So it's a special thanks to Hashem. Not only is Hashem sending me parnosa, and it's Him, it's not me, but He's sending it through the channels I created, so I don't feel like I toiled for nothing. I toiled, but don't think you toiled to get parnasa. You toiled to create the channels through which Hashem sends. But Omar Echad Mela Chasidim, Ani Tomei, I'm amazed. I'm amazed that maybe it's an employer that pays the employee, or it's someone that gives someone else a gift. I'm amazed. He's really only giving him Asher Gozalo Etzlo Habore. Right? Reuven is giving Shimon what Shimon was supposed to get. And Reuven demands thanks, and he wants you to bow down to him. And like, if you ever have such a boss, you have to make sure you laugh at his jokes and that you don't get him angry at you. I mean, it's not a good idea to get your boss angry at you anyway. It's not been on the Mokhe Meiro. I'm amazed at people that provide for others and think that they deserve a yashikayach. Now that is not the person that was the recipient should be makir tov and say thank you. You'll say why? Why should I say thank you to him? Because he was a vehicle through which Hashem sent you what you're supposed to get, and that's chashuv and that's meaningful. And you thank him for being there. Megalgul and Schus, Adi De Zakai. If your parnosa is channeled through someone, your obligation is to be makir tov to him, and his obligation is not to take it too seriously, because it's Hashem, it's not him. That's what this person is saying. And then he's amazed that they provide what he was supposed to get because of Xeris Hashem. He demands thanks. And he's not demanding thanks because he wants to teach Midos. He's demanding thanks because it's coming to me, Yashikayach. You have to know who's buttering your bread. But really, Hashem is buttering your bread. The Yosar Anik Tomei, Mimisha Kibel Tirful Adi De Acher, on the recipient, Mukhra Chosikta Lo, I am the recipient of something which the person had to give me. Hashem maneuvered that he has to give it to me, has to in a sense, because I'm supposed to get what I'm getting, so it's Hashem giving it to me. And listen how he says, he doesn't say, he says thank you, that you're supposed to say thank you. But the Kona Lo, I am the shaches to the person Bach. No, I feel humble. Oh, I am nothing. You gave me my pranosa. Thank you. It's not the thank you. It's the kniya. We're not nichna to anyone but Hashem. Nichna, he explains in Shara, kniya means I'm nothing without you. I owe you everything. I owe you my life. I owe you my pranosa. This is not correct. We shouldn't talk that way. If you're overwhelmed and you don't know how to say thank you, so you say, oh, thank you, I owe you my parnosa, I owe you, everything I have is because of you. We say that as a way of saying thank you, but we shouldn't believe it. It's true. It's a dangerous thought to have. You start believing it. You come alone, you start living it as jokes. The if I say who, and you're so careful not to get them angry. You shouldn't get anybody angry. But if you get people angry, but you make sure not to get your boss angry, that's not good. Then you're showing that you don't have bitachon, and you're afraid your boss is going to fire you if you don't live with his jokes. The yishabcheyu, and he praises him, but he means praises him again, and praising him as if he's indeed the one responsible for what I'm getting. You fawn over him, because your life is in his hands, and if I feel my life is in someone's hands, so I'm going to make sure I remember his birthday, and I'm going to make sure he doesn't get annoyed at me or upset at me. I don't want him to fire me. That's not your duty in Shnadlis. You have to work faithfully. If you look at Chayshe Mishpat, how faithfully a worker has to work, there's no quarter given. You know, really, if not for mechila or assumed mechila, you can't make a personal phone call, not even for 15 seconds. You're being paid by the hour, you're stealing 15 seconds from the person. That's Gneiva. It's Gneiva. So, why do we all do it? Because we assume there's mechila, and maybe we'll have trouble finding workers if he doesn't let people make personal phone calls during the 7 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours that you're working. But it's a mechila, you're not allowed to do it. So, we're not trying to take away anything from the Ibbegegebenkeit, it's called, of the work. That no one holds a candle to the Shulchan Aruch Chayshe Mishpat that talks about how faithfully a worker has to work. But I'm not trying to score brownie points with the boss. That's the thought that we're talking about. The Konalo, I'm amazed at the givers who feel is kumzei yashikayach, they deserve a yashikayach, and I'm amazed at the recipients who fawn over the boss and praise him. And like, v'imlo yivyeyu ateref al aponim asher sovav aleihem, you have to relax, and if you're not earning panosot by the channels that you're working on, maybe you already earned enough for the month. No customers coming into the store, you're going crazy. Relax. Hashem's going to send you what you need. Maybe you filled up your quota for the month already. You got money, so your grandmother sent you a birthday check. So no customers coming to the store today because you already have the money you're supposed to have this month. It got sent a different way. You're calm, you don't panic. At what point do you close up the store and try something else? That's a good question. I don't know what the answer is, but you do have to make sure it's not because of a lack of bitachon. It could be it's the wrong shtadlus. It could be that you picked, you opened the store in an already saturated market, or it could be no one in this area is interested in buying whatever you're selling. That could be. So you need to check out the market and make sure that it makes sense. But you're not going to panic if there's a slow month or a slow week. And basically it's a good business, meaning it's a good channel through which Hashem channels are supposed to have. Don't panic. Hashem's taking care of you. Hashem's giving you. Valeiz upon Shiyah, Royal Asasik Pasibos. Again, this is all a balancing act. He keeps on going back and forth. He keeps exhorting you not to be lazy in creating those channels, not to rely on bitachon, to not do what you're supposed to do, what you have to do, what you're mechuyev to do, what you're obligated to do. But don't believe in it. Don't tie yourself to it in a way that if you have a slow day or a slow week, you panic right away. This is, he's alluding to what he talked about at the end of Parag Gimel. If he's cut out for this work, because Hashem is giving me life and Hashem is giving me the things I need to live. He's going to go through the same thing again. Your health and illness. You have to have bitachon. The same level one bitachon. It should be easier to rely on Hashem to give me the health that I need to live. Ulihishtadel mahasmodas habrius, but you have to do what's necessary to maintain health. Necessary in the sense, again, of the channels through which Hashem channels good health. The sibos asher mitiv on zeh, and the natural means, it doesn't mean that, I don't mean organic food, and the natural means through which good health is channeled, whether it's dressing properly if it's cold, being careful, you don't know what snow is here. It's lying in, but was it for a few days in a pattern where it was very, very slippery every morning, because whatever melted became ice. You have to be very careful when you walk. And you have to be careful how you dress, and you have to. So, Yushalayim rubbers, you know, they put bigs on their shoes. And then all the air of it went down. Everybody had to relearn the 39th Malach of this past Shabbos. We had a teacher, not like carry Shabbos? Really? And people didn't chop in the apartment buildings. Was a problem because there was no Erev. Because the Erev is a tzali in the city. And so you say, okay, but I can carry my apartment building. No, you can't. You have to take a box of matzahs or some challahs, and you have to make an Erev to carry in the halls of the apartment building. And then if there's not from people living in that building, the Chalei Shabbos before Hesia, you've got a real problem. So if it's tzalis in the city, that's already technical stuff, we won't go into it yet. But if it's just your apartment building, not so posh, how you overcome that problem. So one son I have that can get with the wall because he had that problem. Another son didn't. And you have to teach the kids, you know, how to carry. It's good. Velitchos hamadve, and you have to keep away illness, b'mesha no'agul litcholso. So let's see, what about taking vitamins? And the answer is, I don't know. I don't know if it's normal to take vitamins, if it's expected you should take vitamins, you know, but if you're taking vitamins because you say, really, I eat well enough, and if I eat normal, a balanced diet, and follow, I don't know how many food groups there are. When I grew up, there were, now they made a pyramid out of it. When I went to school, there was a square, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now it's like a pyramid. What do I take vitamins for? I want to ensure that I'm healthy. Ooh, that touches upon the inyan of bitachon. If you say I'm afraid I'm not eating enough vitamin D or I'm not getting enough sunlight, that's D. Did I get that right?
D.
And I'm not. So you say, okay, I'm taking vitamins. I know I'm covered. I could eat junk food the whole day and I'm covered. I'm eating vitamins. But if you take vitamins or you jog to ensure that you'll be healthy. That's the key word. Then there's a problem. If you say, ensure in the sense, because I'm not sure I'm exercising enough. These are all issues. And there's no answer. You can't ask the rabbi. You have to look inside yourself and you have to know if you're having bitachon or not. Or if you're trying to take precautions just in case Hashem is not sending you health. So you're going to take care of it by going to the gym. That's right. You don't think that way, but that's in effect what you're doing. And if you don't jog one day, you panic. That would be the equivalent of a slow week. The customers don't come, so you panic. You only panic if you think that it's the job that's giving you the parnasa. If you think it's the jogging that's giving you the health, then you panic. You went one day without jogging. Or the jogging, you know, women jogging, they walk fast. Mutzah Shabbos, very romantic, I'm in front of us. I'm standing outside waiting for the tender to come. They're walking off Shabbos. Well, what happened to the Neshama Yisera that said you can eat as much as you want?
Please.
What?
I understand because doctors tell you don't have
I can't answer you. Whatever a doctor tells you is necessary, you not only should you do it, but you're mechuyev to do it.
But most people, it is necessary.
So then fine. Again, you can't write the book of what's proper hishtadlus. You have to look within your own soul and heart and make sure you have bitachon. And again, the litmus test is always, am I nervous? to live with it. That's why Perek Aleph, those four lines of Perek Aleph are so valuable. And we'll learn about this more in Perek 6. He says, I think it's Perek 6, maybe it's Perek 5, the 10, he gives you a top 10 list of how you know if someone has bitachon or not. And he goes through 10 things. If someone's generally cheerful and optimistic and in a good mood and doesn't panic and doesn't fall apart because things go wrong, etc., etc., he gives a list of 10 things how you can tell someone has bitachon. And if someone walks around with a sad face and is nervous and tense and dysfunctional and always gets depressed right away if things don't work out, then you know you got a problem. So that is really a very valuable parak. I used to wonder why he wrote that parak for. What's the difference? And then I realized it's a way you can judge yourself. And because so many things are not cut and dry, not clear. And Hashem Yiro Leleva, it's to be a race of Milo Ketharash, she says, it's totally in your life. Okay, let's. The Litzchos Hamad of the Chosel, what the doctor says in Nesek. Moshe Tziva Habori is out of a rap or your rape. Chavikal Lovers does not, just like Chavikal Lovers does not hold that working for Parnosa is B'dievet, we saw that. His Pasuk is Odom Arishon Kodem Achet. So his discussion, his verapo yurape, is also not b'di'evet. There are rishonim that hold it's b'di'evet, that you go to a doctor. Not the chavis alvavus, you know, that's right in the regular way that Hashem structured the universe. Mibli sheyiftach al but mibli sheyiftach al sibas habriyos ha'choli. I am invincible. I jog every day. I'm going to live to be 130. That's a trait for thought. I'm going to live as long as Hashem wants me to live, and I'm only jogging because that's the norm that the doctor says I have to do to be healthy, and it's a basic hishtablus. And if you can't say that sentence, but you say, well, you know, it's not really necessary, but you know, I want to do it to just, I want to have that extra edge to make sure. If you say, because I want to feel fit, or, you know, so that's also okay, if it makes you feel good. But if you think it's providing you with the health, and you panic if you miss a day, or you berate someone else that doesn't jog, then it's not so good. Then you have to ask yourself if you have bitachon. Mebli sheyiftach, without being relying al sibus habrius lacholi, at the same time you're doing it, you're not relying on the chain mobilos that's what's making you healthy, o mazikos elabrashus habore chashayiftach babore yirapeu mecholio besiba. You can use the sibus to build the siba, maybe you'll be zolche that you'll become healthy just by sleeping it off without the sibus k'moshen emar yishlach devoro v'yirpoi. It can happen. Maybe you don't need the hishtablus. You don't know that, so you always have to do the hishtablus. But that's like saying, if I work hard and I work from my, I put in a full day of work, and so then maybe I'll get a Yerusha. I'll be finding favor in the eyes of Hashem, and he'll send me. Now, actually, he said it's by Parnassi, he said it's more of a bracha if my work is fruitful than if I get a Yerusha. But by health, he's okay with Hashem sending me health. Or securing me from an illness, even not through the medicine I'm using. It's not like I got better.
What about if you say, let's say, that the doctor should be the Kutta Shaliach from Hashem?
Yeah, because that's what
that's
he is.
That's okay?
If you mean it. Only if you mean it. Only if you mean it. And I always say, and I don't want to get into this discussion,
okay.
It always troubles me that people have to go to the best doctor. If he means he should be a good shliach, what's wrong with the second best doctor? Mrs. Obrowski's making a face.
Yeah, because I remember.
What's wrong with the second best doctor?
I remember Rav Guzman Zatzal went to a Goyish doctor and insisted on only this one because he was the best. And he was totally the most honorable, moral person. But he felt, since he had the best credentials and the best reputation, that was the one he should go to.
That's only true. Not so much to, I'm not talking about Rav Guzman now. What do I know about Rav Guzman? He's a godly one, tzaddik. Yes? We'll learn Chavis Halvavus now. And I can tell you that's only true if you feel, let's say, I used to go to a, when I had a real trouble with my car, which was like every day. I had two cars, one for me, one for the mechanic. My son and Muncie was following in my footsteps. So I went to the best, so sometimes I go to the best mechanic, because I felt it means a good diagnosis, and he will diagnose it properly, and the other mechanics won't, because of his bakias. You should only say what you just said if you will say, because this is a subtle inyan, or it's complicated, or I need, I still. But if you need, well, my son once needed a hernia operation, you don't need the best doctor for hernia operation. You don't. There's no special diagnosis you need, no special, the doctor that got 85 on his test is good enough, even though Jackie Mason has a joke that you go to a doctor, you have a stomach ache, you go to a doctor and he has a diploma on the wall, but maybe he failed stomach. And you're going in for a stomach ache. And you don't know, maybe he failed stomach.
But if it's a life-threatening illness, wouldn't it be consistent with what the Chovasulava says, that you should go to the best doctor because you should do the most ishtagos?
No. Why the most? He doesn't say the most ishtagos. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say that at all. I'm sorry. He doesn't say pick a parnasa which the job advisor tells you is most likely to earn you a lot of money.
If a person has a life-threatening illness,
what do you mean? You have to have a reason why you need the best doctor, not the third best doctor. Is it because it's a complicated diagnosis, and or it has to be treated,
as
if they treat it with great chachma, and you think that you have to be? I feel that the Chavos would hold that you have to be able to honestly say, I think the second best doctor in this illness is incompetent. And it's below the line of ishtadlus. If you can't say that, then I don't see it. Not according to the Chavos Halavos, at least. You have to. It's the best doctor. You don't need the best doctor. You need the second best doctor. Sometimes you do need the best doctor. Again, it's difficult. You know, everybody wants the best doctor, especially Jews. Jews always want the best doctor. They have like organizations. Then you want the best organization. Because it's a different organization. Which is the best organization to get me the best doctor? And I do all sorts of shtick and protect you because I need the best organization to get me the best doctor. That also you need? Bitachon is a lifetime of work. And it's not easy, and it's very hard. But Catholic, okay.